Economics, TDRI, income gap to widen without change. Lower middle class fails to catch up. Lower middle class Thai workers have much difficulty catching up with the group above them, notes an economist from Thai Development Research Institute. Somchai Jitsuchun, TDRI's research director for macroeconomic development and income distribution, said the country's highest earning group is benefiting from increased interconnectedness in the world via technology, while the poorest group had seen their income rise quickly in the past as well. Lower middle income earners haven't been able to catch up with the rich and are being squeezed by the lower income group. While they still stand to benefit from technology and globalization, corruption is compounding their problem, he said. Dr. Somchai said academics call the widespread trend the missing middle. The trend could explain social and political discontentment in many countries, including Thailand. Some members of this group just emerged from poverty and have secondary school educations, earning the majority of their incomes from their labor. The lowest bracket of the middle income group feels the most pressure about their future, he said. In Thailand, the richest 20% make almost 60% of the income. The highest among Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam in 2009. In addition, the poorest 20% garnered only 4% of the income, also the lowest among the group. He said Thailand fared poorly on its income gap compared to other countries, on par with troubled Latin American countries like Mexico, Argentina, and Colombia. In a study for the National Economic and Social Development Board, Dr. Somchai found policymakers should tailor policies to reduce the distortion of each specific income group. Policies for the top 1% of earners should focus on reducing monopolies and corruption and make sure to include the top earners more fully in the tax base. The next 24% upper middle income earners should receive better public service in skills training, enhancing innovation, and tax reform. The government should focus on quality of education and universal social welfare for the next 35% of earners. Access to higher education, intermediate skill training, political participation, and welfare should be the goal for the lower middle income earners, the next 35% tax bracket. Policies for the lowest 5% of earners should focus on quality of and access to higher education, increased welfare, and equal social and political treatment. Steps to achieve inclusive growth should be seriously considered in addition to populist policies to reduce the income gap, Dr. Somchai said. If populism can reduce the income gap, we can eventually abandon it. But if it doesn't, then we will be stuck with it forever, as politicians will continue to use it for political favors. The fiscal burden will become unbearable. He noted the income gap decreased during the first 3 decades of the country's development under the National Economic Plan, when the Thaksin government aggressively implemented populist policies, the income gap declined. But after that, it widened significantly. This shows that populist policies can't really reduce the income gap, he said. Dr. Somchai said policymakers should also focus on improving the technological capability of companies to raise mid-level incomes. But this is a major task, requiring getting rid of monopolies and corruption and improving public trust in political institutions, he said.